Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Xbox Game Passengers Podcast. I'm your host, Derek, and this is the show where each episode, myself and a guest will dissect and discuss a single game that's available on Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass service, which was usually chosen for us, not always, completely random. Whether it's a magical or a horrible experience, we'll force ourselves through it, share our thoughts, and let you know whether or not the game is worth your time. It's always me and a guest, and I don't know if I can call you a guest anymore because I feel like you are on half the episodes at this point, but my good friend Doogie is back for another round. Doogie, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel like, I don't know, there's a bit of an elephant in the room for me today because, you know, this game was, the game we're talking about today was selected months ago at this point.
It was a while ago.
It was, yeah. Which, you know, it's almost payback for when you took forever to play the medium.
100% payback. I can empathize with how you must have felt right. Texting me every week being like, hey, have you finished that game yet?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Shane and I recorded a Need for Speed episode like in the summer. And it is now 3 days before Christmas. And, you know, we're finally set to talk about this. And I feel like it's like there's a couple factors. The last like, you know, June till now. Like hit after hit after hit after hit after game that I actually want to play coming out
for sure.
And so to play, you know, we're going to talk about MLB The Show 21. It's a hard choice to play that instead of like Halo Infinite or something like that, or Forza like a few weeks before that. Or Deathloop or Ratchet and Clank. Not Ratchet and Clank.
Well, especially like I think. You touch on a really good thing that this year has been, it's been really good, or at least the second half of the year has been really, really good for releases. And I find it really interesting that, or not interesting, I guess I don't find it too surprising that we're sitting down in December when I think we played this in August or something like that.
I didn't play this in August. I played
when
this
I
much, much later.
August,
but
no, there's no hard feelings. It is, at the end of the day, your podcast. So when you were just like, are you ready next week? I was like, let's do it.
And then, I mean, the time was up because it's got to come out in like 7 days. So my backlog slowly but surely dwindled away, and you know, here we are. Now we got to talk baseball.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it.
Speaking of baseball, you're not from here.
That's true.
How much of a thing is baseball in Scotland?
It's non-existent.
Non-existent.
That I should put an addendum on here. This is coming from someone I'm not like. I played rugby when I was a kid. I played like football, or I guess I should say soccer, when I was wee as well, with like my brother and stuff and things like that. So this is not coming from someone who is like a sports fan. Now, what I will say is that there's definitely been an influx in American sports. Even when I was like in my maybe early 20s, I would find a lot of people being like, hey, have you watched like the Super Bowl? Or have you seen this and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like it started to creep in, but baseball, definitely not something I have ever heard. Until I moved to Canada, I never really heard people like at work being like, oh my God, have you seen this or whatever. So it doesn't really seem like it's crossed the water, if that makes sense. But then like we're much more into like cricket than
which,
baseball,
which doesn't exist here,
which
basis,
yeah,
as far as I know. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, again and again, not coming from a sports fan, it may be my opinion may be slightly skewed on that, but I feel like baseball hasn't really touched Scotland.
I'm not a sports guy either. I played softball and baseball a little bit when I was a kid. Not you know, I'm so far removed from it that I don't remember it at all. But yeah, aside from like a little bit of UFC and some sports theater in professional wrestling, you know, There's not much else that I'm interested in. So
now,
yeah.
The other thing I will mention is a memory has suddenly just come back into my brain, is that when we were very wee in school, we used to play a game called Rounders, which I guess is more like softball in some ways. But yeah, we did used to play Rounders as kids, but it wasn't like, you know, there was no televised, there wasn't professional Rounders like in Scotland. it would be a game that you'd play as kids or whatever, but
maybe there should
similar.
Be.
Maybe this is it. Maybe today we're going to uncover that we should have professional Rounders teams and it should just be folk like 30s. you got to be within a certain
slightly out of shape.
Yeah, 100%. I would definitely die if that happened right now. I'm very out of shape these days.
Why don't we jump into it? If you want to tell us, it's a baseball game with a synopsis, as every game needs to.
Listen, I'm going to give this everything that I've got. So, welcome to MLB Registered Trademark, the show TM21. Experience faster, deeper, and more intense moment-to-moment match action on the baseball field in this year's MLB Registered Trademark, the show TM21, from San Diego Studio. Play a variety of game modes for all your rookie players and returning seasoned vets.
Have you ever played a baseball game before?
Never in my life.
Never, okay. I remember playing, there was a series like in the, I want to say like PS2 era, and it was a PC series called Backyard Baseball. Which I think was a children's game, but it was really fun. And it had like, it was like little kids playing baseball or whatnot, but it's Rounders. but I remember playing that somewhat. And then there's a series called Super Mega Baseball, which for some time, as far as I know, was the only baseball game on the Xbox platform, because Sony had the rights to MLB. And I remember playing that. I remember like thinking that looked cool and like buying it on sale at one point and putting like several hours into it. It was super fun. And you know, that's, you know, me not having any interest in baseball whatsoever. It looked fun enough that I picked it up and played it for a handful of hours, which is as much as I give most games. So,
Baseball games is definitely one that have eluded me. Like I played a bunch of FIFA when I was a kid and things like that, and even ventured into, like, I used to love the Madden games.
I never cared about American football either, and I played a shitlot of Madden.
Terrible at it, but it was so much fun to do. But baseball games have always, and I guess it's just because I'd know exactly zero about baseball, so it never really
like Madden was always so funny because like I'm like, I don't want to do the playbook, I don't care, I don't know what any of this means. So it was just like half the time it was like Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, because I'm like, you know, why wouldn't I just do the play where everyone runs as far as they can and I throw it as far as I can to get to them, like, you know, I was a child, so I didn't understand strategy, and I probably still don't, but
but that's the thing as well. I think like my reference for jumping into like a Madden game, I don't know, we're off topic already, you and I, but like my reference for all of that was like movies, and in movies that was always the big thing, like, oh, we'll do the Hail Mary pass, like run as far as you can. That was always the thing that won them the game. So you're totally right, why wouldn't you just be like,
just do it every time,
go long. 100%.
And apparently it worked often enough that I continued to do it, so. This is obviously old news because this game came out in like May or something like that. How weird was it to see the PlayStation Studios logo pop up on your Xbox?
It was a little bizarre. Do you know what? I guess I subconsciously just kind of ignored it and just kind of moved on because I was like, I'm playing this on Game Pass. And
Well, and it's just like wild to think about in that. So like I looked back a little bit, and this is the first time in series history. Series started in 2006. That MLB The Show, which is the baseball game, essentially, because they have the license for it. First time since 2006 that it's been on Xbox. And it's wild that it's at, you know, if you are a PlayStation player, which, like, this is, MLB The Show is a system seller. Like, there are, for years, people have been like, I'm buying PlayStation because that's the only way to play MLB. And it is a system seller. And so it's wild to me that this newest iteration, like, And I think if you are buying, you, like, if you're going to play it on PlayStation, first of all, you have to buy it, which is a big difference from playing it on Xbox. But also the like cross-gen stuff on PlayStation is messy as shit. they don't have anything like smart delivery. It's like,
right, yeah, yeah.
Games can offer a free upgrade to the next gen version if they want, but most obviously, if they could get you to pay for it, why wouldn't they do that? So it's always like super, it always feels super messy. And any games that I have upgraded, I'm like searching the store to like find the like upgrade key, and then it's just
a mess.
Not like, like on the Xbox, I put in the disc and it downloads the right version, and I don't have to worry about what I'm buying, and it's just amazing.
That's,
this is not like that. But
I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that it's the first time in that many years. I mean, and again, you and I think have this conversation every time we sit down and do one of these podcast episodes, but like, I think it just speaks to the power of what Game Pass has done. Like the fact that they've been like, we want a bigger audience for this. This is going to be the best way to get that. And certainly if you've not had the chance, if you are one of those folks who could only afford one console, which is completely understandable,
I would say it's like most
100%,
like
yeah.
I don't know many people that have
both.
But
yeah, if you're gonna make a pick like this, and as you say, if there's folks out there that are like, I'm gonna be PlayStation because it's the only way to play this game or this franchise, and pretty amazing to think that they've bridged that gap.
Its first year is like, I don't know. Game wise, it's the same, but a better consumer experience in that I just need to have Game Pass,
and that's
it. Pretty much everyone does. And I'm just going to get the version that works for me, and I don't have to think about it. Whereas on the console that for the people that developed it and are purchasing, you know, they have got to spend $100 on it. Like crazy.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And this is 100% a game that, you know, you mentioned it already. This is 100% a game I never would have looked at without Game Pass. And, you know, just to get into it, probably a game I 100% would never have looked at with Game Pass either. And I don't know. This was this is 31 regular episodes at this point of this show. This was the hardest game for me to
really?
Play. Not because it's difficult, not because it's, like, I just didn't want to, and it was boring as shit. Like, every fucking minute of it was so boring. And I'm like, this is America's pastime, really? Like,
what? But what about, because I, like, and this may be, like, a super old reference, but I think it was maybe the second episode.
Oh, MotoGP?
Yeah,
100%. This is worse. Yeah,
there's no way. No, I refuse to believe that. No.
And maybe I'm too far removed from MotoGP. Maybe I need to go back and listen to that again or give it another shot.
Yeah.
MotoGP was just incredibly, like, I didn't really want to play it, but it was also incredibly difficult. Like, one of the hardest games that, you know, I've probably ever played, except for fucking Demon's Souls, which you can hear me talk about on the Geekscape Games show. Which I was so offended when, you know, I told Shane O'Hare that I was buying it. It was on sale, and I told him I was buying it because, you know, obviously the hype around those games is so high.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had just played like a roguelike in Hades, which I fell in love with. It's probably potentially the best game I played this year. And he's like, I don't think that's a Derek game. Like, and I'm like, fuck you. Yes, it is. I'm going to prove you wrong. And then first couple hours, I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's a bit more linear in the first couple hours, and I didn't have really any trouble with the first boss. It was probably easier to kind of ease you into it. And then I just hate the gameplay is fine and the game is beautiful, but I hate that like I'm getting to the boss for the first time and I don't know what he does or who he is.
Yeah.
And, oh, cool. He killed me in 20 seconds. Oh, now let's take another 20 minutes to get back to him. Okay. Now he killed me in 30 seconds. Let's take another 20 minutes to get back to him. It's just like, feels so padded.
Yeah.
And I did not, I was not down for that. I don't know if it's different in the later games at all, because obviously Demon's Souls was the first one and I was playing the remake of it, but it just like I had no problem with the difficulty and I had no problem, you know, with these hard bosses or anything, but the fact that it sends you so far back whenever you die, which you die often, I'm like, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, it's funny, like the Dark Souls, I know I've tried to convince you to get into the Dark Souls thing because it took me a long time to pick up one of the games and to give it the time of day for that reason as well, is that I'd heard so many people being like, you know, you're gonna die and you're gonna die and die and die and die, and that just sounded really frustrating to me. And I started off with Dark Souls 3, and it is still to this day the only one I have played, and I've still never ever completed it.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's this moment where you kind of break through the wall and you get it. And or for me, that's how it happened anyway. And I was really frustrated. And you know, the first boss in Dark Souls 3 is one of those bosses where once you get them down to half health, they develop this whole new set of attack patterns. Sure. And so you then have to get your skills up to the point where not only can you beat the first phase, but then you have to learn about the second phase and how to do this. And, you know, it was one of those things where I feel like it's one of those franchises where you have to go and look up the wiki and you have to go and do this and learn about the mechanics, and you have to be invested in it for sure. But once you break through the wall, it's a pretty amazing and rewarding experience. And to be able to then walk in the next time, because you know, you and I have again discussed before how I will make 1,000 characters and do 1,000 runs of the game, even if it's the first 10 hours. But like being able to then go back and be like, okay, I'm going to go and try this with this type of character now. I'm going to try this with this type of character now. Like, and being able to do that like first time is really, really cool.
And I hate that stuff and don't do any of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, cool, there's a randomized character appearance button. Cool, I'm going to press that until he looks kind of cool, and then I'll never think about it again. And like, oh, cool, Hades, like the spear seems awesome. I'm just going to use a spear and never try another weapon again. Like, it's, you know, I'm all about efficiency. And
for sure.
Demon's Souls is not an efficient game.
I do. I'm still convinced. I think when Elden Ring comes out, I think that's going to be your time.
Elden Ring looks fucking gorgeous.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to buy that.
Yeah.
And I just hope it's a bit friendlier, I guess.
I mean, it definitely doesn't look friendlier in any way, shape, or form from what I've seen. It still looks
just as brutal.
I just
don't want to redo this, you know, the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think the thing with that, because it's going to be open world, I think that's going to change a little bit of that monotony of like going
that's
back
true.
And doing a boss again and again. But we're meant to be talking about baseball, and we're now talking about Dark Souls. So I feel like we have veered.
This I wanted to play and was worse for me than MotoGP.
I honestly can't. I really struggle to understand that, because the way that you talked about MotoGP just seemed like, my God, I don't think there's ever going to be a game that Derek wants to play less than MotoGP.
Well, and with when MotoGP happened, it was like, okay, let's play a bunch. You know, I didn't want to play it.
Yeah.
And I didn't enjoy it, but it was like, okay, let's play this a bunch just so we can get through it and get rid of it. And so I never have to think about it again. And this was like months of like, oh, I gotta play that baseball game.
See, maybe you'd built up too much of a thing about it, though. Maybe that's what it was, because you didn't just jump in.
Well, I did just jump in. I jumped in like the day it was chosen. I played for a couple of hours, and wrote a ton of notes, and then was like, and then didn't want to go back to it ever again. But I was like, I haven't played it enough to talk about it. Yeah. So, like, yeah. What did you think of it?
It's really funny, having gone in with like, I try any time that you ask me to sit down for one of these episodes, like I try and come at things with a really open mind and try and get into it and to try and understand it and all that kind of stuff. And there did come a point like where I actually kind of started to get into it, and I was like learning about actual baseball things and caring about, like, there was moments where, because I like, the other thing is I played through I can't even remember what mode it's called now, but it's like a career mode where
like the road to the show.
Yeah. And so you make like your, for those that haven't played it, you kind of make a baseball rookie, like fresh out of college or whatever, and you're kind of trying to make it in the big leagues kind of thing. And so like when it first starts, and I was super intimidated, because the opening thing of it is you're kind of like talking with your coach, and he's just like, oh, like, how do you pitch? Like, where do you want to play? And I was like, well, I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm just going to say, yeah, that's what I do. And that's where I am. And 100. Yeah, of course I'm that kind of player. What are you talking? Look at me. Like, what's, and then like, actually once I started to get into it and like, I learned a bit more, and then I actually went back and started a new career to be like, okay, I understand a bit now, like I can kind of maybe go back and make some better choices or whatever. So there was a point where I was getting into it, and I was like, even I would play against like a team I had played before and been like, oh, last time like I got absolutely crushed in this game, like I need to do something different this time, and things like that. And actually, and I've forgotten it all now. Like, if you ask me to mention anything about baseball now, it's complete, like my memory has completely been void of any of the information I picked up at the time.
Yeah.
But no, I did get into it. I thought some of it, as far as the control mechanism, and like how to do particular pitches, and like,
sure,
you can kind of, the thing I did really like about it, and I did really appreciate about it, is that you can customize so much of the control settings and difficulty with things to be able to, as someone like me who has never watched a game of baseball, I know nothing about the sport, but actually being able to go in and understand things at a very, very basic level and start. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really, really well done. And I took a mental note to be like, I have to talk about that during the episode because that's so cool. And again, back to your point about something like Dark Souls, and I know that the point with those games is to absolutely brutally destroy you for hours and just to make you mad until you break through. But
break through the television when you throw your controller at it.
But from a user standpoint and from a functionality standpoint, I really did appreciate that. And I was like, you know, being able to understand this control scheme and actually, you know, do it, actually be okay at the game or whatever. I really appreciate it.
It's really like the first thing that you're presented with, like before you play, before you choose any modes, like it's asking you whether you want to play like casual, simulation, or competitive. I chose casual immediately without even looking at the other option. And then like really neat how many like style options there are. So there's like different ways that you can hit and different ways to control bases and different ways to pitch, like different meter styles and all of that sort of thing. And so I don't know, so much like I don't know why they did that. But it's really neat that there's so many like preferential options like that. And something like, you know, I haven't played a ton of sports games, but I remember, you know, playing like the NHL games and a little bit of FIFA like through the years here and there. And I don't remember anything like that in those games.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah. And it was like, and I remember even, I can't remember if it was pitching or, I mean, I think it maybe was pitching and I was like the default pitching style. I was like, that looks really confusing. I don't really know. I don't really know what that is. So I'm just gonna like choose this like more traditional, like hit the button at the right time and at the right time for like accuracy type thing. But really, I don't know, really cool and really I like it made it more accessible for sure for someone that like doesn't know what's going on basically.
Yeah.
I thought Road to the Show I started Road to the Show 2 and it seemed really, I don't know, like one of the biggest things I play games for is stories. And so to insert any sort of story into a sports game definitely makes me more interested in it. I thought pretty immediately, like I was like, these story mode graphics are pretty bad. Like,
oh yeah. 100%.
Like just people talking and stuff. And it's, you know, obviously it's something probably that when they're designing these models and everything like that, they're not designing them for like cutscenes and stuff like that, because why is it, you know, like that's going to be a tiny, tiny portion of what's happening. But yeah, like any of the, like, or like even when you're playing like an actual game, an actual baseball match, I don't know what you call and it like goes to like the reporter and they're just like dead eyes and just like mouth is like moving and nothing else. And it's like pretty rough.
It did give me some serious Team America marionette vibes a lot of the time for sure.
Yeah. Which is crazy. There was like, there's portions of the game that I think look really, really good. And then there's portions of that just look horrendous. You know, but like, I like generally when you're on the field and you're, you know, playing the game, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. And on, if you're playing on Series X or PS5, it's like 4K, 60 frames and everything like that.
Yeah.
So it plays very nicely and very smoothly for sure. There's a lot of static elements in baseball. There's a lot of stuff that's on the screen constantly. So I was like, I'm like worried about my OLED TV. You know, burn-in is a fear that you have to live with every day when you've chosen to buy one of those. But you know, overall I think it's worth it until the day the burn-in shows up and then I'm like, why did I buy this?
I play MLB the Show?
It hasn't happened yet, so right now I'm okay. I thought the show mode was like, it was neat, but at the same time it felt a bit boring because you're basically, unless I was doing it wrong, it feels like you're basically only playing when you actually appear.
Yeah, which in a way, I kind of thought about this as well, and I think what's interesting about that, and turns out in baseball, you're like, as a player, you could be doing four or five different things throughout the course of a game. And obviously in real world, these games take like an entire day or sometimes
it's
days.
Incredibly, yeah.
And I kind of understood why after playing this, because there was some games that would take 5 minutes or 10 minutes to play through because, again, as Derek says, you only are controlling anything when your player is active in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had a bad run, maybe your coach like puts you on the bench for the entire game and you don't get to do anything. Maybe you throw one pitch or hit once in the entire game and that's that game done. And then there was some games that would take like 2 hours to get through. Mm-hmm. Because if you've had a good run, like you're pitching for the whole time or you're hitting for the whole time, and like there's a lot to do. And I thought that was really interesting. But there were some games that were really frustrating. But again, back to the positive of that, there were moments where, and again, this I guess is such a positive for the folks that make this, the developers, because there were moments where honestly it would be like the ninth inning, I would be hitting and I'd be like, okay, like we need like two or three runs or whatever they're called, home runs or points or singles or whatever it is, I can't remember now, but you know, we need two more points or whatever to get this. I've got people on base, like, so I need to hit this, I need to, and I felt the pressure, like I was just like, oh my god, like if I can get a home run here, like I'll get me and I'll get my two guys in as well and then we'll win and blah blah blah, and like that did feel it, you know, it did feel intense, and it was such a cool moment to be able to do that, and having both you know, successes with that and failures with that, like I was disappointed when I failed at that, when I did manage to be pitched out or when I did like get a home run and get all the bases home, like those were really cool moments. But again, like after I put this down, I haven't gone back to it once, like I've never sat down at my Xbox and gone, do you know what I'm gonna do today,
I'm gonna
play some baseball today, like and you know, going back to your earlier point, had this not been pulled for the podcast, there's no way I ever would have played it. But I'm glad that I did. Like I'm glad it came up, because I think it was a really interesting
You're gonna experience. Sign up for a local team when spring comes around?
Absolutely not. Because there's
what if
no,
it was Rounders?
If it was Rounders, 100%. Because Rounders games just kind of went until everyone got bored or tired, and that's fine.
The perfect way. Right? That's the perfect length for a game.
Yeah, when everyone's just like, do you know what? I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get wings. That's what's gonna happen. But I did really appreciate that sort of inclusivity element of it, like being able to, and when we say like different controller options and stuff, like I mean really like in depth, being able to be like, you know, when you're pitching, it could look like this, or it could look like seven other things.
Each one is completely different from the last.
And having that kind of inclusivity in games, and I think for games like this, which, as you say, this is America's pastime. Like, I imagine games like this have a huge audience. They must do, because
for sure.
They wouldn't make them every year if they didn't. And I think that's really important. And I think a lot of developers could kind of do more of that. When they're thinking about this, I think some of the time they just kind of go, well, that's the controls, A to jump. Like, that's it. Well, what more do you need? And the fact that they put so much thought and effort into that, honestly, I really appreciate it. And it sounds like such a little thing to be like, oh, you can customize your controls.
Oh, I thought that, I was so impressed with that aspect.
I was blown away by that, really.
Yeah. In the road to the show, because it felt boring, because it, by default, it just like continued, like you just watch the game when you're not playing.
Oh, did you not skip?
Well, I did, but I'm like, am I supposed to be skipping this, or am I supposed to be watching this so I know what's going on? And I don't want to watch, like, I don't watch baseball regularly. I don't want to watch like a video game baseball. So for a while I'm like kind of watching it. I'm like, oh, when am I going to do something else? And it was forever, it turns out, was until, you know, the next time I'd be able to do something. So then I started skipping and it was a bit better, but then it's like, oh, I'm just like, I'm here to bat now, and now I'm standing in the field. And, you know, it would just like, it just didn't, because then it's like you're missing, it just felt like you were missing chunks of what was happening. Like, why do I, you know, going back to like a plot point, why do I care about what's happening
I'm standing in the field because
I haven't seen the lead into it or whatever. That part didn't jive with me. You're absolutely right about it taking forever, though, because I, you know, more recently, the like yesterday and a few days ago, I'm playing just exhibition games to like be able to play through the whole, like a whole baseball game instead of just these bits and pieces. And it was like 90 minutes plus for each one. And it was like, you know, and I don't often play games in that large of chunks. Like, I'm very much like, I don't know, I'll play something for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then I'm like, okay, I need to take a break and do something else, or like, you know, I'm gonna feel like I haven't been productive, or like whatever. And I'm like, just constantly like I said, I started, I'm like, it feels like it's going to take a long time. So I started like a stopwatch on my phone just to see how long it was. And yeah, between 90 minutes and 120 minutes and these exhibition games. And I'm playing on like the default difficulty, like,
yeah,
I think is dynamic. So it like gets a bit harder if you're doing pretty well. Mm. It gets easier if you're not, so that it feels like, yeah, I don't know, like you can do it.
Like you have a chance. Yeah.
So to start, obviously that didn't have any data on me, so I'm sure it started pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But it's just like there's literally nothing happening for this entire game. I hit a ball, they catch the ball. I strike out, three guys in a row.
Yeah.
There's like one person on base, maybe in the first half of the game, one mm-hmm. single person gets on base, didn't get past first, and then they're out. I'm in the third inning and still nothing has happened. Is this baseball?
Yes, this is.
And then like, I don't know. It's, I never got past the point where it just constantly felt so hard not to just swing at everything. Mm-hmm. and like in one of the exhibition matches, the like literally got to the end of the ninth inning and nobody had made it to third base. Either they were out before that or like the only score on the board was like home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the pitching side, the one of the exhibitions I played, like the pitcher that I was using, he got 17 strikeouts and then he was out of energy. So then I had to switch to another pitcher and they just got more strikeouts. So like I've been playing this game for an hour and a half to 2 hours, just striking out dude after dude, which yeah. doesn't feel like, it didn't feel challenging at that point based on yeah. the dynamic difficulty. And I was just like, can we just get on with it? And then the game ends and I'm like, it's like 4-0. and I've only got 4 because I ended up getting 4 home runs, but the rest of the time, nothing happened. There was nothing to catch. There was yeah. no one could steal bases because there was no one on the bases and like just nothing happened the entire time. And then I'm like, cool, let's do this again tomorrow. Like, and then it was basically the same thing. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Baseball. No, I hear you. And I do agree. Like baseball as a sport seems, I'm sorry, really, really dull. Just really like, and it, but I imagine if you're invested in that kind of thing, mm-hmm. there will be those moments where, again, if you have a real understanding of like, oh, this totally. Person, oh, yeah, this yeah. person's really good at stealing, so we'll put them out first so that they can get on to like, if you nerd out over the stats,
yeah,
of it,
yeah,
I get that point, it can be exciting
when you're playing, when you start the exhibition, like you're choosing like lineups and stuff, and
right.
I guess you're like when you're batting, I guess the intention is like, oh, let's put these guys that are. You know, let's put 3 guys that are really good at getting on base. And then the 4th guy is like a heavy hitter. So if they're all on base, he can hit a home run, mm. hopefully. And then everyone gets in. And like, so there's tons of strategy to it. But yeah. as someone that doesn't understand any of it, it felt even going into the exhibition where you're supposed to choose all this stuff. I'm like, well, I'm overwhelmed. Like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. See, yeah, I never even like looked at exhibition games and stuff because I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to mm-hmm. be any sort of competitive at that kind of level. But actually sounds like you wiped the floor with the team in an exhibition, but it just took 2 hours to do so.
It took a whole day. Yeah.
But yeah, like and you actually touched on the dynamic difficulty, and that was another thing that I really liked about it. In that as you were going through games, and especially as you were going through the road to the show kind of thing, if you had like a really bad inning at bat or a really bad game at bat, like the next time you went up to bat, they sort of decrease the pitcher's mm-hmm. difficulty for you, and vice versa. Like if you're absolutely knocking out of the park, they sort of bump it up a little bit. So I thought that was really cool as well. And I keep going back to the point, but from an accessibility standpoint, it did actually make it easier to sit down and go, okay, I'm going to play one more game. Like I'm going to do one more game here. Cause I thought mm-hmm. like I did okay there and I'm starting to learn this mechanic and I understand this piece that they keep mentioning or this like particular stat or whatever. But yeah, I it doesn't make me want to go and watch baseball, put it that way. But
yeah,
to actually play the game was not bad. Like honestly, having played, as I said, like a bunch of FIFA as a kid and like Madden games before, and actually weirdly enough, again, I know nothing about basketball, but I actually really enjoy basketball games for some obscure reason. And again, I'm terrible at them. But there's something about that's really cool and exciting. So having played a bunch of sport games but not actually being into sports, mm-hmm. I really did appreciate that kind of accessibility piece and being able to learn more about it and while not being completely overwhelmed all at once. You know, sure. It wasn't like there was a massive information dump. As I said, that the only time that really happened to me was in the start of the road to the show, and they're like, hey, like, what pitching style do you use? What position in
and
the
you're like, what is pitching?
Yeah, what do you mean? You're going to need to go talk to me like I am 4 years old and you're trying to explain this sport, because that's where we're at right now. That's the level that I'm coming at this with.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know, like, it's tough, like, content-wise in this game. It feels like there's so much. Like, there's so many modes. There's, like, Road to the Show. There's, like, a franchise mode.
Yeah.
There's a dynasty mode. I don't know what the difference of those are. There's, like, this mode where you are, like, trying to recreate, like, these historical baseball moments.
Yes.
There's, like, a March to October mode, which I don't know if that means the months March to October or if you're marching to get to
October. To get to October.
Maybe both. like, there's so much of that in there, and there's, like, you can create a stadium, which seems crazy, and why would you want to do that? Unless you're making your own team, I guess.
Well, yeah, this is the thing about it, right? Is that, again, that, like, baseball as an entity has, like, fans that they would want to do this. I mean, you hear about, like, fantasy football leagues and stuff like that, and people have, like, fantasy baseball leagues.
That's true. Yeah,
this is,
yeah,
like, an opportunity for them to be in a place in their home, like...
Yeah, when you can do custom leagues and stuff, too, totally, with friends, like online.
So I imagine for a particular audience, like, the level of customization in this and the level of, as you say, there's, like, a ton of different modes, and I played one of them, but... There's so much that's there, and there's so much that's in here that probably, honestly, that's the reason why the models for the cutscenes took, like, you know, 10th place in terms of priority,
because
they had all this other stuff to kind of deal with and contend with. It's just incredible the amount of information that's there.
That's not even to mention like the insane amount of statistics that I have no idea what they meant. Yeah. And that when you finish, you know, when you finish even like an exhibition game, there's just like pages and pages of info about stats through the game and what players did and all of that sort of stuff. And I'm like, do people actually look at all of this? Like,
yeah,
it's insane.
They do. And like, do you know what's really amazing about it? I was thinking as I was playing, naturally, I was thinking about the movie Moneyball, which I think is a fantastic movie, and like how they built teams, stats rather than
I've never seen Moneyball.
Okay, you need to go see Moneyball.
It's like a like forever. I don't know why. Like, it looks fantastic, and it, like, at one point, you know, Netflix DVD delivery never existed in Canada, but we had a similar in that it was DVDs by mail, but it was like super expensive and it was super slow because Canadian Postal Service is very slow compared to US. But like, I remember paying whatever plan I had, it was like, you got two DVDs at a time, and I had Moneyball just sitting on my table for months and months and months.
No.
And the other DVD was getting cycled in and cycled out and cycled in and cycled out. I'm like, I want to watch Moneyball. But I never watched it. Ended up returning it. Netflix, you know, then this is years and years ago.
Yeah.
Netflix streaming comes out. I'm pretty sure Moneyball was on it pretty early.
Yeah.
Like, added it to my list. It's still on that list today, and I've never watched it.
You really should go and watch. Like, it's honestly, it's a great movie.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
And,
yeah,
like, the whole, do you want me to spoil some of it?
I mean,
you know the premise.
Yeah, I know the premise, yeah.
So, like, the fact that, we were talking about stats, right? So, actually been able to look at these stats and work things out on a premise of sheer statistics rather than because baseball is the sport where everything's about the facade of it, right? Everything's about the look and psyching other people out, and they have to look a certain way, and they you know, there's players that are neglected in this sport because they run weird or they throw weird or things like that. And it's such that to me is astronomically backwards. Like, that's just so the wrong way to look at anything. And I think, especially with everything that's happened to the world in the last couple of years, I hope that most of us are at a point where we've learned to kind of look at how we look at other people and how we speak to other people. And this is maybe getting a little bit off topic, but my point with
little
this
inside
is
baseball,
little inside baseball. The fact that there is so much of the sport that is based on that, how do you look? And even down to, like, how does their girlfriend look? Like, is their girlfriend pretty? To take that all out of this game and to have this game as a much more seemingly inclusive kind of thing, again, going back to the controller experience and blah, 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 I think is a great step forward. But looking at the stats and stuff actually having all of that information available for people who will be able to go in and like really crunch the numbers again, I think is a really, really cool thing. But you know, you could go and design your stadium and go and start a franchise and have all these folk, and you could use the method that they use in Moneyball or like how that's all kind of done up, I think is a really cool thing. But it's just a lot. It's just a lot that's there. And to be able to walk in and play a couple games is a cool thing, but I think there's enough depth for the people who want the depth, and there's enough just on the surface that you could step in and play.
Well, and yeah, and games. There's so much depth in it, and there's so many things you can do, and I feel like people that, like, I can see why this has been a system seller for PlayStation for so many years for baseball fans, because it's like, there's an overwhelming amount of things in this game to do, and there's an overwhelming amount of information at your fingertips at all times, and for me it felt overwhelming and made me not want to do it. But for someone who is invested and interested in this, like, you could spend days and days and days with this stuff, from creating a team and creating a player to creating an arena and to reading novels worth of stats. And at the same time, like, the presentation overall of the game, you know, I like, we decked on the graphics a little bit here. And there were aspects that looked really, really good, but presentation overall, I thought, felt pretty good. Announcers don't sound annoying or overly robotic. And I wasn't hearing some in those old sports games, you just hear the same lines over and over and over again. Like, I didn't hear anything like that. Crowds in the arena looked terrible in close-ups, but from far away, they looked super dense and like active, which I thought was pretty cool. It's a pretty, and like they all have the, like, when you're playing the game, it's presented like, you know, a TV presentation, basically. So with either MLB TV, I think, or MLB The Show branding, like, you can choose which, like, what kind of presentation style you want. Like, really neat in that aspect as well. What I wanted to ask, and then I totally forgot, but, like, content-wise, it feels like there's so much here. In the other modern sports games that you've played, like NBA or whatnot, like, how does it feel content-wise here compared to like some of those games?
Honestly, it feels kind of similar, and just in the way that, like, there's usually like the, you know, that Road to the Show mode where, like, you start as a rookie and you have that those like story cut scenes about, like, oh, you're going up against this team and your rivals on this team. Oh, what's going to happen? And, you know, those kind of things seem like they would be across these types of games. And there usually is like a sort of franchise mode and, you know, where you can build up your team and make trades and do all that kind of stuff. So it feels similar in that regard. And again, I think a lot of American sports in particular are based off of those stats. So being able to kind of see all that is going to be important for a lot of folks who are complete fans of the sport. But yeah, it feels similar in that way. I think that the thing that sort of confused me, or sort of, I was surprised that it was there, I guess, is I get in some games, so like in NBA 2K's franchise, they have a thing where you can like go and play games as your sort of avatar, but you can, there's also like a street that's there where you can like just jump in and multiplayer and play like 2-on-2, or like you can buy clothes to just wander around in, and it showcases like, you know, how rich you are in game or whatever. With this, when you were going through the Road to the Show mode, you could actually unlock like different bats and different shoes and different like arm guards. But the thing that confused me about that, because that wasn't necessarily confusing, the thing that confused me about it was it actually gave you like different bonuses to stats. And I was just like, wait, are they trying to make this like an RPG? Like, am I going to suddenly come up with like a chainmail vest at one point, and it's going to be like, you know, +3 against fastballs or something? Like, I did, like, and that sort of confused me, because that it took me out of the sort of, hey, this is my player and I'm building up this skill kind of thing. And it was actually that for me, because, and I'm a massive fan of RPGs. So I was immediately like, well, shit, like if I can get different shoes that make me run faster, like suddenly this has opened up like a whole other thing for me in this. Like this is going to change the way I look at it. So that was really weird. I was kind of surprised that that was there.
It sounds like that RPG elements like that would make it so much better too.
Yeah, but I think it confused me more than anything else because suddenly it became...
This is not realistic.
Well, like, why is the fact that my bat is blue now, like, why does that mean I hit more accurately? Yeah. Like, what is it, like, a colorblindness thing from the picture? Like, what's going on? But I don't know, that element did confuse me ever so slightly. I appreciated it being there, and it made me feel more like I understood something about it. But yeah, there was loads of like that kind of thing that was in it that I've seen in other games. Going back to your original question, but nothing. It felt more in depth, I guess, here. And certainly, it's been a long time since I've played like a FIFA game, so I wouldn't know if it was in anything like that. But certainly, having played like Madden games in the past, there was always that mode where you could play as like your player, and definitely through all of basketball
which
games
you could go back to some modern Madden now, because with the EA Play being in Game Pass, it's all those sports games are at your fingertips.
That's very, very true. But again, I think I'm at the point now where like I don't get a huge amount of time to play games.
I mean, your Halo play time would differ.
It would beg to differ.
Do you know how high that is right now?
No, I don't.
I was like, do you want me to tell you? Or
yeah,
like,
go on. Yeah. Go for it.
So it's not been out for that long. It's been out for like 3 weeks, multiplayer, a couple extra weeks. But I was like, man, I've played, like I've foregone my other responsibilities and I've only been playing Halo. My time must be so high. And I look and it's like 13 hours, which is a lot for me, especially in the month of release. And then I'm like, I wonder how much Doogie's played. Because for a while, you know, I was like Doogie said he was so excited for Halo, but he came out today and he's playing Stardew Valley or something. Like, what the heck? Does he even care?
Listen.
Then there was like a day or two where I think you were off and I would look at the Xbox app from time to time. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's still playing Halo. I looked and it's like you're at like 38 hours or something so far.
That doesn't surprise.
No, I'm wrong. I think it's actually, I'm doing my math wrong. Hold on. This is riveting, I know, but it'll be worth it.
You've got me on the edge of my seat.
It's taking so much longer than I anticipated as well. You are actually at about 65 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
2 days and 18 hours.
That's a problem. But like in my defense...
I'll see you later to play, right?
Yes. Yeah, like, okay. In my defense, I've been off work for a few days. We booked some vacation time, so I got
wow, that's a,
it's a lot. Yeah. And it is a
time you enjoy wasting isn't wasted time.
Well, this is very, very true. But it's so good though. Infinite it's really
phenomenal.
Really well
done.
And I'm assuming at some point, because it's on Game Pass, you'll probably talk about that as well in a different podcast.
We're gonna draw the next game probably in a minute here, but I'm like, oh, there's probably gonna be a Halo one in the middle.
I mean,
of that.
I feel like
you, you know, as a regular on this show, you should probably be a part of that because you've played more than of the other people I know combined. So.
Even just for Infinite.
That's Infinite. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'd be, let's do that. I'd be so down for that.
Okay.
I've played a lot of Halo. I have no excuse.
Do you have anything else to say about baseball, or should we move on from it? I guess we should talk about you know, if you recommend it or not. For me, if you like baseball, you will probably like this game a lot. And if you don't like or know anything about baseball, it's going to be overwhelming as shit, and it's not worth the download.
I agree. I think with the caveat, and I think I tend to play it safe unless I really don't like something,
like the medium
or Observer. But no, I think if you're someone who has played sports games in the past or maybe recently and you have enjoyed a sports game.
Like Blitzball?
I don't know. Maybe
do
not.
Do you know Blitzball?
I don't know.
Final Fantasy
X? No, I've never played any of the Final Fantasy games.
Oh, wow.
And as someone who is a big RPG fan, I know I get a lot of heat.
It's incredibly surprising.
Yeah. But I think where that comes from, I think in North America, like JRPGs took over way quicker because of the Nintendo generation, right? So I think all of that is like ingrained in a lot of North American culture, like being big JRPG fans. It didn't really happen in the UK in the same way. So I think my experience with RPG games comes way more from like Western developers
Okay.
And so I'm much more used to that kind of thing, whereas JRPGs have always kind of flown over my head. Like, I've never been able to get into it. Maybe I should download one. I don't know.
But there's a bunch of them on Game Pass.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Maybe that's what I'll do today. I am off again today, so we'll see what happens. As far as the recommendation, yeah, I think if you've played like Madden or whatever in the past and you've quite enjoyed it, and you're curious, I would say give it a try. But if you've never watched a game of baseball in your life and you're no interest in baseball, it's going to be a slog for sure. It's going to be hard to recommend in that. There's nothing here that would make me a baseball fan. And as I say, even though I enjoyed my time in MLB Registered Trademark, the show TM21, there's nothing here that's making me go, oh my God, I have to go and see a game of baseball. Because even the 2 hours that I would spend in some of these games, I'd be like, are we still like, how are these guys?
I'm
like,
ready to leave and it is only the third inning.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, it would probably lead more towards the do not download, do not pass go, do not collect $200. But yeah.
Well, it's baseball.
That's baseball.
Do you have anything else going to say about it, or am I okay to draw for the next game?
I think we can move on safely.
Okay, all right. All right, so next episode, you're going to choose between these two games. Mm-hmm. We've got Sea of Solitude, and we've got Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why, what was that one again?
Popular Backstreet Boys song.
It is. It's a great Backstreet Boys song, actually. Maybe your next podcast episode, you should just, whoever's on it, just get them, you and them, to sing.
Yeah, it'd probably be more entertaining. The song's actually called I Want It That Way, but you know, don't at me. Yeah.
Don't at me or me. I think you should do Sea of Solitude. Cool. Because I know more about that. So
I have heard of that
yeah.
one. Yeah. Sea of Solitude looked, I'm actually stoked for that because that was looks very a game beautiful. That I think it was announced at like the Game Awards years ago and it looked super interesting. And then, you know, bigger games just took my attention, so I never got a chance. Never got a chance for it. So
that doesn't sound like either you or I. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. So I'm definitely down for that. That sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure. a pleasure.
I just have to, like, I was like so worried for this episode too, because I'm like, how are we going to talk about baseball for this long? And Pat, for half of it, we did not talk about baseball.
It's very true.
But I enjoyed this conversation very much. So
yeah.
Thank you, as always, for coming on board. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoy what you heard, you know, anything you can do to get us out there, you know, share it with a friend, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, any feedback, you can always give me a shout, Derek@geekscape.net. We will be back in 1 month, probably with a Halo special, but if not, it'll be Sea of Solitude, and Sea of Solitude's coming down the road. Otherwise, thanks again, Doogie.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you for listening, listeners. Happy holidays and happy new year.
Bye-bye. Bye, friends.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.